I don't think he's done anything to play himself out of that position. As Terrell gets more and more healthy, to be able to see him more involved in the offense is something that we'll continue to look at. But I think Matt's gone in and handled himself pretty well. And really, in every game that he's been starting quarterback, we've had an opportunity to win those football games.
That's head coach Dennis Allen talking about quarterback Matt McGloin, who will once again get the start this Sunday as the Raiders take on the Jets. Welcome to this week's edition of the show. I'm your host, JT. The Raiders enter the last quarter of the season with a 4-8 record and look to get back in the win column after what happened on Thanksgiving in Dallas. This is Raiders Replay. Hungry for a victory, the Oakland Raiders became part of a Thanksgiving tradition in Dallas as they faced off with the Cowboys.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Where would you rather be? Right here, right now. Happy Thanksgiving on three. One, two, three.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Raider Nation, Oak Town, stand up. We out here in the D-Town.
Woo! It's the biggest day in the world at what we do.
You let everything out, you play with your whole heart. Play for each other.
Let's go out here. Let's go to first punch. Let's keep punching.
Raider Nation, one, two, three.
Appetizers came early as special teams scooped up the ball and scored on the opening kickoff.
We're underway from Dallas. Terrence Williams, 8 yards deep, is coming out. 5, 10.
And the ball is out and recovered.
Running back the other way.
It is recovered by the Raiders. It is Jenkins to the end zone for the touchdown.
What a way to come out and begin this game.
The Cowboys answered back, setting up a game-tying touchdown.
McGloin fumbled the snap. The Cowboys take the ball on a ghastly turnover there.
And it's Murray open lane and a touchdown, Dallas.
In only his third start, quarterback Matt McGloin cooked up a solid performance, finding receiver Andre Holmes multiple times.
McGloin going to throw for the end zone. Caught! Andre Holmes!
McGloin's pass on the mark to Holmes for the first. And McGloin has a wide open target with Holmes.
What a catch, what a throw.
He's made some plays here today. That's for 21.
Smooth runner and tall and catching the ball very well in traffic today.
Running back Rashad Jennings came to eat, capitalizing on the success of the passing game. He crossed the goal line twice.
And it's Jennings going wide with it. Going wide with it and finding the corner of the end zone for the touchdown.
They give it to Jennings. Off the right side. Touchdown! Raiders!
Led by the play of linebacker Nick Roach, the defense did enough in the first half to keep the Cowboy fans on their hands as the Raiders took a 21-14 lead into the third quarter.
Romo, a play action the wrong way and a blitz by Nick Roach and he sacks him. Nick Roach came untouched there and that's a 9-yard sack.
What a job by Roach. Gets on the tip of it, knocks it out.
And here he is and the ball comes out. Jenkins knocked it out of his hands. Oh, what a hit. What a hit it was by Tracy Porter.
But the toast of the night would go to the Cowboys, who took control in the second half, scoring 24 unanswered points. It was great to see starting left tackle Jared Valdir back on the field again. And how about the play of the offensive line? They haven't given up a sack in the last two games. Stay tuned. There's still more to come when we continue on this week's edition of the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
You enjoy yourself?
Yeah. DJ Hayden, Lamar Houston, Kobe Ford, so Lamar Houston, Darren McFadden.
And still to come.
Last year was my rookie season with the Raiderettes, and it was unbelievable. Hearing my number called was one of my finest moments.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.